profiling some of the region's excellent educators. This is Kevin Webster. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us here today. We want to know, first off, how you got involved with teaching.
Yeah, so it's an interesting, because this is the second career for me. I worked for about 15 years as an engineer, and but I think I'd always had the idea that I wanted to be a teacher. Even from, you know, when I left high school, I'd had a very positive experience. And so after working in industry for about 15 years, as fate would have it, the company I was at closed, and I used that opportunity to go back to school and get my Bachelor of Education so that I could become a teacher. And so, again, I think it was an underlying interest in wanting to do this, and then, you know, kind of fate being what it was, led me to go into teaching.
And Kevin, what have you gotten out of this experience so far?
This is an interesting one. Like, I think that, you know, having spent time in industry and now in education for probably the same amount of time, I've now been a teacher for 15 or 16 years. I think that you really get a wonderful sense that you're making a difference. And, you know, not that I didn't get that in industry, but I think it was a little bit more indirect, whereas in teaching it's direct. You can see that you're changing students' lives. You can see that you can have this big impact on people. And although I felt I was doing that in industry as well by trying to provide jobs, I think that in teaching it's more direct, and you get the feedback directly from the kids.
And Kevin, what are some of the biggest challenges that you face so far?
I think, you know, I thought long and hard about this question, and I think one of the biggest challenges is knowing how to motivate students, and knowing what it's going to take to turn that particular student on, because it's not the same thing for every student. And I you know, having this desire for everyone to be successful, and knowing that you've got to somehow reach out to what turns that particular student on, and whether it's you know, being a tough person, a tough teacher with them, and being demanding of them, or being maybe a softer touch and encouraging, because for every student it's different, and knowing what it is that's going to make that student achieve to their utmost potential.
If somebody came to you one day, say for instance one of your students came to you and said, I'd really like to become a teacher one day, what advice would you have for that person?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think that first and foremost, I would say go for it. You know, I know that we've been through a bit of a rough patch in terms of maybe not as many teaching jobs in Ontario as there has been in the past. My daughter went into teaching. Now, she happens to be teaching out in British Columbia now. So that would be my first piece of advice, is open your ideas to going anywhere. Don't be stuck on necessarily teaching in the school that you grew up in. So, you know, if you want to be a teacher, go for it. And I do think that the situation in Ontario is going to improve. There's a lot of evidence out there that there's going to be more jobs coming up. And so if it's your desire, then do it. Go for it. But be prepared to go further afield than maybe you thought.
And finally, what accomplishments are you most proud of?
Again, I go back to what I get out of this experience, and that is that I really think that I'm proud of helping students achieve their goals and get to where they want to in life. And it may not always be kind of it's not always the most prestigious job. It's getting to something that they love, and so helping them to become happy later in life and to know that they've found a job that they want to do, and that I was maybe a part of that.